Construction is set to start on the new Jackson County Jail next year. Plans were pushed back when officials started looking at a new location for the jail, which will be several miles outside of Newport. Jackson County Judge Jeff Phillips tells why the location of the new jail has been moved from inside the city to outside of Newport.
The jail, the site has been moved to the airbase. And what has happened was, after we signed the contract with the architect, that land that we own downtown really wasn't big enough, and citizens and the Quorum Court really wanted to acquire that whole block to for more property. And that was going to cost us about $138,000 just for that property, not counting the $70,000 to $80,000 to move utilities, which they had electrical, natural gas, sewer and water that was going to have to be moved off of that property and rerouted. And that was, you know, like I said, that's going to be another $75,000 to $80,000 there.
Judge Phillips says the Newport Economic Development Commission helped in finding the new location near the airport. County was able to get the land for free in a swap that took place with the local Industrial Development Bond Board. Judge Phillips says that he's in favor of the new location for the $8 million 100-bed jail and tells why it's a better move.
The main thing is security. There, where the location is now, there's one way in, one way out. And so that can be monitored, who comes in, who goes out of the jail. Before being downtown, it's wide open to all kinds of traffic, people coming and going all the time. Security was bad because people would throw things over the fence for the inmates, and you really couldn't tell who was there and who wasn't. So this is really going to help with security.
And Phillips says because the new county jail will be located at the airport, transportation can be an issue. To address that, the new jail will allow for video arraignments, which will cut down on transportation costs, as well as to reduce courtroom security issues at the Jackson County Courthouse. Phillips says construction on the new jail will start in April and will take over a year to build the jail, with completion in 2015. Phillips says the main advantage of having the new county jail is it'll prevent the county from shipping inmates to other counties and paying those associated costs.
It's really going to benefit the county, keep us from having to send inmates to other counties for housing. It stop our overcrowding, and that was always a big issue. That was why we have been on probation so long, is overcrowding. When you have a 26-bed jail, nowadays that's just not enough.
And earlier this year, voters in Jackson County approved two sales tax increases to fund construction and maintenance of the new jail. Current facility had threatened to close the or the state rather had been threatened to close for numerous safety violations and other issues. In July, the county started seeing money come in from the tax increases, which are being used to pay for the new county jail.